Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What is up, everybody? Welcome on into our weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino Thursday, every Thursday, except for next week. I'll put that disclaimer in. We're going to be off for Thanksgiving and hope you all enjoy that as well. But Mike, gearing up for another weekend of football. Saints coming off the bye week. Obviously, a big one with the Atlanta Falcons coming to town. And seems like a great timing right now for the Saints. Have a little bit of momentum, that confidence. They're rested, and this Dirty Birds bunch coming up a bit banged up.
Yeah, man, that injury list is really long. Now, again, as I always tell you, a lot of those guys, they go to Lord's overnight, and they real good by game time. But, man, Atlanta has a long, long injury list. Also tonight, too, Steve, in Hammond for the Riverbell Classic. Nickel State, southeastern Louisiana, the Lions. Wish my old buddy Tommy Ryback a lot of luck there. But also pull a little bit from my boy Frank. Frank Self. And he was all fired up about it and getting that opportunity. So, man, if you in the Hammond area, go check it out. That should be a full crowd in Hammond to watch southeastern Lions, Nickel State Colonels, fighting for that Riverbell Classic. I was there one time, almost got run over. Man, Nichols won right at the end of a game. Man, I had to hurry up and get out of the way. Them cats were running toward that bell so fast. I didn't realize the damn bell, they had come put it right behind me. I mean, I got out of there, Steve. My leg wasn't hurting nearly as bad.
Mike, looking at the Saints injury report side of things, you heard Charlie in the Sports Flash. Positive news for the black and gold here that Taliese Fuaga didn't practice yesterday. He was limited to today as he looks to return from that ankle injury. It seems like he could possibly be on track to suit up on Sunday. We'll see how things progress with him, obviously, in tomorrow's injury report.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty good chance that he can play. I'm hopeful. Because the one thing the Falcons can do, man, they get after the quarterback.
Yeah, man.
You look the last three games, they have really put a lot of heat on the quarterback. And I think they in the top three in sacks and pressures. So, you know, as bad as they played, the one thing they've gotten after the quarterback pretty good. Now, they give up a ton of big plays. It's kind of live by the sword, die by it. You know, you do a lot of blitzing and stunts and that sort of thing, and you leave defensive backs and linebackers out to dry, and they've gotten burnt on some big, big plays. But, man, they get after you, so you would certainly like to have it. Kelvin Banks Jr. and Taliese Fuaga in the lineup.
You mentioned that there with the pressures with the Falcons, getting that sacks and, you know, speeding that clock on a quarterback. That'll be definitely tough for the young guy and rookie Tyler Shuck. But, man, you look at the Falcons' run defense, that has been awful. They're giving up, like, the fifth most yards per game in the league right now. Really eye-popping considering their pass defense numbers are decent.
Well, that's normally kind of how it is. You never have both kind of things kind of pieced together. You're not a Seattle or the Rams or the Eagles. Man, what about that deal for Jalen Phillips, huh?
A lot of folks talking about that one.
Man, that dude can rush a quarterback. Look who he beat last week, Penei Sewell.
Right.
And, I mean, it wasn't just once or twice. He was in the backfield as much as Jared Goff was. Teams have been able to run the ball. So the best friend of Tyler Shuck is a running game. And if you can get that cranked up, then they can't send people all the time to rush the quarterback. They got to play the run. And for the Saints, we know what it's all about. Man, if Kirk Cousins is going to beat me throwing it, let him do it. But I'm going to put heat right up in the front of him. I'm getting people in his face, try to steal that launch pad away from him. And I got to do everything to stop Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier. And I just know I'm a big fan of Tyler Allgeier, and I'll get back to him. But, man, Bijan Robinson, special player as a runner.
Definitely a different receiver. Level on the running backs.
And he has more 100-yard games since he's entered the league as a runner-receiver combined yardage than any other player in the National Football League. Think of that. And look the year Saquon had last year. That's not quite as good this year. But Bijan, he ain't playing with that Eagles defense, you know.
Or that O-line.
So Bijan's getting it done, but big fan of Tyler Allgeier because he's the hammer, okay?
Yeah.
With Bijan.
And has been a pain in the you-know-what for the Saints.
It's been awful for the Saints. My thing is, I think they don't have maybe quite the right scheme. I agree with Mark Schlereth. Him and I talked about that. It's almost like it doesn't quite fit with both of them, and yet it should, because Bijan really is a power back, but he runs with speed. Tyler, okay, he's a hammer back. He'll hammer you and hammer you. And, okay, eventually Neil goes into the wood. Mm-hmm. Okay, might be a 3-yard run, then it's a 4-yard run, then it's a 2-yard run, then it's a 9-yard run, then an 8. I mean, he hits you with the hammer, and they've not find a good combination with that. That's why Zach Robinson, I don't know where he ends up, but I think he ends up unemployed just like Raheem Morris at the end of the year, if not sooner.
Man, the Falcons situation now at quarterback doesn't look so stable. You know, you looked at it was like, all right, they've got their young guy they're developing and grooming in Penix, and they've got at least a veteran, an expensive veteran, as your backup. But, man, right now, who knows how much Kirk Cousins has left it with him? And Penix, you got to worry about just that history with his knee injuries.
Yeah, well, this is kind of morbid to say, but I'm glad it's on the other knee.
I hear you. No, I understand.
He had two on the left, and then this one's on the right. And I got to know him pretty well when he came to Manning Passing Academy. He told me just how difficult it was, you know, rehab, the same knee twice. And he was relatively healthy at Washington. He stayed throughout that time frame. He got a bone bruise a couple weeks back, and you could see his mobility was limited. He wasn't as fluid in the pocket as we had seen maybe in years past. And then last week, just an awkward fall, tears the ACL. Okay, and the doctors, would they tell you, oh, it's not too bad of a surgery? No, you ain't got to rehab it, Jack. But, you know, when they're paying you millions of dollars, got to come back from that. But you wonder, because when it starts to happen, Tommy Tucker and I have talked about this. He's like, I always remember you saying, once it starts, it's like dominoes.
What's next, right?
What's next? Because injuries sort of accumulate. We saw it with Ryan Ramczyk. What a great player.
So sad.
With that, what a super deal. You send Brandon Cooks off, and the first-round pick becomes Ramczyk, and he becomes a stellar, top-of-the-line, elite right tackle in this league.
Right.
Then one injury after another, after another, after another, and he had to hang it up. And you figure, you know, had it not been for those injuries, he's got probably 5 years left in this league. That changed the Saints' offensive line course of future more than anything right there with that injury to Ryan Ramczyk. So we'll see what happens with Michael Penix Jr. Good dude in life. He really is. And I mean, I remember we spent so much time. I think Charlie's got the interview. I'd sent it with him. He talked about always – I knew how to throw a hot, wet ball. I grew up in Tampa, Florida. I played in some wet games. I go to Indiana. We had some cold games, but it was never really wet. I go to Washington, and you play them games in the Pac-12. And he said, first time I threw a cold, wet ball, it bounced like 8 yards in front of the receiver. And, man, he said, oh, man, coach is raising all kind of hell at him. What happened? It's like, I thought he would get there. He said, so I learned how to throw that cold, wet ball, which he said is like a brick. You know, once it gets cold and then it gets wet, it's a brick. And so he said, I had to learn how to adjust to throwing that because, you know, you're playing in different venues. You never know how that ball is. But he said, I never really played in weather where it's windy, it's cold, it's rainy. And he said it does make a difference when you throw that football.
What have you thought of Penix's NFL career so far? Obviously, the injuries has been an issue, but yeah, I was going to say so much up and down.
At times he's looked really, really good, and other times he's looked not good at all. He doesn't even look average. He does have one great receiver, Drake London.
You can't miss him now.
You know, because he's over 6'4" and a half. And people were critical of that selection when Atlanta picked Drake London. What? It's been one of the best picks they've made. I mean, Drake London's a man out on that field, as big as he is, and he's no skinny dude. I mean, you know, he's well pieced together. He can go up and get it, but won't see him this Sunday as he's on the injured list also. So, man, two big pieces of the puzzle ripped from your lineup. But, hey, no tears. You know, no tears
not
here.
Not for those dirty birds, that's for sure.
No, one thing is, they're not crying that you lost, you know, different people. You know, if it's Eric McCoy or whoever, you know, no sympathy here. The NFL, man, it's a hard-line business. You playing who you got and this next man up foolishness. Tell me who's close to Drake London. You know, Bobby's like, Mike, more and more you say it, more and more I agree with you. It's great for the locker room. In reality, it ain't real. But as a former player, you know, if somebody gets hurt, yeah, you got to take his
next
place.
Next man up. You've been here. You know the what's the drill.
But he said, man, then you throw it to him or he's blocking for you getting beat.
Right.
And you're like, what? That next man, he ain't nearly as good as that cat that was here before.
All right, we're going to be talking to plenty of folks this weekend kickoff edition, getting ready for some LSU action. Glenn West, senior writer, Go247, will join us this hour. Then in the 5 o'clock hour, break down more Falcons and the Saints. Wes Durham, voice of the Atlanta Falcons, as well as Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champ, breaking down everything with that rivalry. At 6 o'clock hour, Stacey Hollowell, who's out in California, UNO men's basketball, getting ready to take on who are they taking on Saturday again? Friday?
Fresno State.
Fresno State, thank you. Yeah. I had like Derek Carr.
They lost to Pepperdine, but they play Fresno State up.
So, yeah, Coach Hollowell will join us as well. We'll do our pick six segment before we hand things over to Thursday Night Football. We got a pretty decent one tonight. Buffalo Bills at Houston Texans coming up 7 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We're going to take a break here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Stop by, say hey, get some gambling and grub. We'll be back with more of a weekend kickoff right after this, folks, on WWL.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Want to know, have you tried Alder and Birch Steakhouse at the Treasure Chest Casino yet? I know. I brought that up, Mike, because I know you were there last weekend, was it?
Last week, yeah.
And how was your experience in the steakhouse? I'm dying to try it still.
Yeah, it was great. Tell you what, if you get that gumbo, you better come here, you know, kind of hungry. Because you get that gumbo, it almost fill you up with just the gumbo.
Beefy, and then, huh?
What? Man, they got... It's really good. Got a nice little kick to it, and I like that in a gumbo. And then I got the Manhattan New York Strip Center cut. Man, it was
You're talking my language. I'm a strip guy, too, over a filet.
I'll tell you what. Go to show. They got me on this starvation diet, and I brought some of it back home. But, man, so I ate again on the dinner. But it is absolutely great. If you want the seafood, super with that also. The mandolin cut steak is really, really good.
Yeah.
My wife got that. But that that seafood cake is awesome, too. You can't eat that because I know you break out. But
terrible.
So
I'm cursed with that,
so
I feel
order
like.
Order it, and then you can give it to me.
They got the finest cuts of steak and fresh seafood there at Alder & Birch Steakhouse. Menu features a variety of steaks cooked to perfection, along with a range of delicious seafood options and a carefully curated list of cocktails and a premium wine list to complement your meal. Whether celebrating special occasions or just enjoying a steak or seafood dinner, Alder & Birch Steakhouse at the Treasure Chest Casino provides an unforgettable dining experience. Come check it out. And while you're here, stop by the Game Bar and Grill on Thursdays. Me and Mike D'Attilia here 4 to 7 p.m. for Weekend Kickoff as we gear up for Thursday Night Football. We're going to take a break right now. When we get back, get into some LSU football. For that, Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com, joins us right after this on WWL.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff, folks. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino, 4 to 7 p.m. every Thursday, gearing up for all the action this weekend. And, of course, talking some LSU football. LSU update brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910 to help us talk Tigers in this wacky-do coaching search. Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com. Glenn, man, how you been doing with just the football news, the head coaching madness, and every other LSU sport going on right now?
It seems like every radio show that I'm on or have done, it feels like it's been months and months and months since the last time I was on with you guys. And in reality, it's maybe only been, what, 3 or 4 weeks? I mean, I don't think I've talked to you guys since the whole Brian Kelly thing went down. But, I mean, it feels like it's been eons ago. But we're hanging in there. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Glenn. One of the things is I always worry about the players here because you can kind of get caught in the swirl of so many things happening, and we're talking about 19, 20, 21-year-old young men, and even for older guys, it's difficult to handle, when you get caught in the vortex of the football tornado. But I think one of the things, in having Frank Wilson there, he has sort of calmed everything down and brought a certain intensity to the game. Now, you still have issues. You still can't really run the ball consistently well. They'll give up some plays, especially to mobile quarterbacks. But I do think that the one thing Frank brought to the table is some stability. And to keep them from feeling all those excessive wins that happens when there's a coaching search going on right before your very eyes, and you can't get away from it. If it's TV, radio, internet, it's all over.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Mike. I mean, the last 3 or 4 weeks when we've had the chance to talk to players, we've asked them about just how they've adjusted and how this program has kind of just tried to stay, with one step in front of them over the last, 3 or 4 weeks as this thing has kind of really unraveled. And they all of them have pretty much mentioned just the leadership that Frank Wilson and what's left of this coaching staff have really imprinted on them over these last month or so. They've done a really nice job of getting out the right messages. And I think really leaning into the aspects of LSU football that, a lot of these players maybe initially came here to really enjoy. They've had a lot of the former players come in and speak to them over the last month. They've really opened the doors to those guys to kind of have them around the buildings as well. And so it's just getting back to that, familial feel that I think the LSU program has always kind of had. And I'm not saying that they lost that against Brian Kelly, but they're certainly opening the doors up a little bit more to the players now. And, I think a lot of these current roster guys have done a nice job of just maintaining the focus, right? And maintaining the aspect that, they all have something to play for, whether it's future NFL draft interest, whether it's future transfer portal interest from other programs, or trying to solidify spots on the team next year in 2026. Like, all these players that can go out there and have meaningful impacts over the next couple weeks can put out really good film and kind of lead into that future a little bit brighter here. And Frank Wilson's been a huge, huge part of that.
In watching the game over again, Michael Van Buren, I thought when he set his feet and threw the ball on time and in rhythm, I thought he threw the football really well. He got the ball in between sometimes, and their arms and hands around it, and he got it in there. And it's not like he's a green rookie. Look all the games that he started at Mississippi State and played there. But I think any time you get on that field, it's the timing part, because you haven't played with the same receivers. People say, well, he's played before, but he ain't played with those guys, okay? You don't understand. It's a different situation. I thought Michael Van Buren, you're going to make some mistakes, but I thought overall he did a really good job, especially at the end of that game, using his feet, making a big play, but he was generally on target for most of his throws. And again, when he was off, it was because he didn't have his feet set and he was throwing off balance.
Yeah, I thought he managed the game really well. And I thought he did a really nice job of, like you said, not trying to do too much and not trying to get maybe out of his game a little bit. When you're a first-time starter or making your debut in Tiger Stadium, something like that, it might be a little bit of nature for a player like that who's worked his entire life to get to that moment to maybe try to do a little too much in that situation. And Van Buren was very much under control. I think it really helped them that they leaned into the run game early on, and I thought Harlan Berry and Caden Durham really kind of set the tone for LSU early in that first half and did a really nice job for him. And it allowed a guy like Van Buren to really kind of settle into his throws. He obviously has the mobility factor to where even if there was pressure, he was able to kind of evade it and extend plays and still look downfield for the open man. And, there was still some of that screen game that was woven into LSU's offense, but they definitely were a little bit more aggressive throwing the ball down the field this last weekend. And to your point, I thought they really kind of started to click there in that fourth quarter and when they really needed to. With that 92-yard touchdown drive to take the lead, and then in that final 5 minutes there, him rattling off that 35-yard run to really kind of put Arkansas on its heels there and not allow them to get the ball back, I thought was really important. And so some things that certainly they'll want to continue to work on, but also a lot that he can build from that performance last weekend, because I do think he's probably going to be your starting quarterback here for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. Now, if Harold Perkins got to play against Arkansas every year, he'd be in the College Football Hall of Fame. Because you think about what he did as a freshman. And then last week,
especially. He'd be a Heisman Trophy winner.
Well, would he? Yeah. Especially in the first half, man, he was a dominant player. I would like to see them freelance Harold in the same manner. We know one thing. And he's in the giddy-up position in the drive, man, he's something special. Where he's got some issues, he can cover in that little short zone if you drop him back, but he is so effective when they kick him in drive and say, okay, sick him, get that guy that just took the snap and make the play. He was just awesome in that first half against Arkansas.
No doubt. I mean, I think to your point, when they've asked him to maybe roam the field a little bit too much, and when, you know, they're asking him to cover maybe a little bit too much of the field, that's where maybe some things can happen and where, you know, he's maybe not as aggressive. But, you know, when he's, you know, and he had a really nice, you know, interception in that first half when he did drop into coverage down there on the sidelines, and really kind of helped LSU gain some momentum on that side of the ball early against Taylen Green in that offense. So he was really great. I thought he did a really nice job in this game of, you know, knowing when to attack and knowing when to, you know, to hold back and to cover his slot and drop in coverage. And so he's somebody that, look, I think all of us have maybe wanted to see a little bit more from him at times, and it's been a little bit of a struggle to kind of figure out what exactly his role is going to look like. But his playmaking ability is certainly right up there with some of the best that we've seen when it's on. And, you know, I think NFL teams are certainly going to take notice of that. And we'll see kind of what that means for his future. But, yeah, it was definitely one of his better games against Arkansas this last weekend, and something that hopefully he can build on for the next couple weeks as well.
Okay, we got the minutiae of game playing out the way. I was going to save it for last. But this kind of swirl here with, and the momentum certainly with Kiffin sort of picked up Monday when Wilson Alexander had a story about some of the things that were being offered. And then, you know, just Lane's a weird dude, and you're just going to have to deal with it. You know, like it or not, that's just the way he is. He's been like this all his life. He's not going to change. And, you know, your thoughts, what percentage would you give this football team to land Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, it really does change by the day. I think if you had asked me on Monday, I probably would have said 20%, you know, just because I do think there was a lot of momentum even coming out of the weekend for Florida. And then there was always the possibility that he would stay at Ole Miss too. I would probably bring it closer to 45 or 50% right now. Like, I do think that the kind of the decision that's in front of him right now, there's really no wrong answer for him in his mind, right? He's got three great options between staying at Ole Miss or going to Florida or coming to LSU. I kind of get the feel based off of everything that I've heard and everybody I'm talking to that this really does feel like it's going to come down to him staying at Ole Miss or coming to LSU. Like, I do think it has maybe shifted maybe to those two scenarios being the most likely. And I think if you ask 20 different people, they'll probably give you some version of the same answer, but it's going to be one of those two. And so I do think that he's got a lot of things that he's weighing right now. You know, there's a report out there that he's going to be meeting with the athletic director tomorrow at Ole Miss, and, you know, they're going to sit down and kind of discuss what his future looks like. And I think if we come out of that meeting and within the next 24 hours a deal is not announced or a contract extension is not announced, then there's a pretty good indication there that he's you know, maybe out the door. And so I think tomorrow is going to be a huge, huge day in this whole process, and just in determining whether or not his future is going to be in Oxford or if it's going to be elsewhere.
Here's my deal about an extension. I think a deal very close to what he's going to sign, if not the same, has been on the table for some time. Mike Elko signed an extension. You know, you look at the Indiana coach, he signed an extension. Some of the guys, they basically, once James Franklin got fired, Glenn, I think that's when everything really started to kind of pick up that, man, Lane Kiffin's going to be the hottest coach out there, college and pro, that you got to get him signed up. So that extension has actually been there, but he hasn't signed it. Now, again, I do know who's his agent, and I do know they may be playing everybody, which, and he's going to get the best deal he can. That's why I hired Jimmy, okay? That's why I would hire him. He's going to get me the best deal out there. So the thing about the extension is you could have done this midseason, and you didn't. And now you've strung this along, and it's become a bit of a freak show now, to be honest with you. And I think it puts the players in a real awkward spot when that happens.
Oh, you, no doubt. I mean, I can't really speak for how Ole Miss fans or how Ole Miss players are feeling right now, but I imagine it's got to feel, you know, pretty disgruntled and pretty frustrating right now if you're a fan of Ole Miss, in terms of just not being in the midst of one of the greatest runs in your program's history, and all anybody wants to talk about is the future of your head coach. And so that's why I do think that tomorrow is going to be a really big important step in this process, because you know they got to prepare for Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl next week, and you know, he's going to have several more opportunities to have press conferences. And if this decision is still lingering, that's all anybody's going to want to continue to talk about, and he's going to have the same answers for all this. And that's why I think, you know, if we don't hear something tomorrow about an extension in place after that meeting with the athletic director within the next 24 to 48 hours following that meeting, I don't know what other takeaway you can have from other than the fact that, you know, Ole Miss just doesn't think that he's going to stick around, and, you know, they have to operate in that way. So I do think that LSU and Florida in that case would kind of have some understanding of, hey, maybe he's thinking about leaving, and we really got to up the intensity here. But like, I think for him, in that whole situation right now, you want to find some clarity here sooner than later. And I think tomorrow's meeting is going to tell us a lot about just what direction he might be leaning.
I've been involved in some coaching searches, and just some say this, I'm not involved with this one, so to speak, heavily involved, doing it from the media side. I'm not giving advice, but you better have a list longer than one. Because it's rare that you would get the top guy. I'll ask you about a guy, and I've heard from LSU fans sort of mixed feelings, and I think he would definitely be in play if Kiffin decides to stay at Ole Miss or he goes to Florida. Eli Drinkwitz. So I'll get your comment on that, because he would be, to me, a similar type hire that Jay Johnson was when LSU hired him from Arizona, a guy that's had some success, but was he a top-line guy in baseball? And I don't think he was LSU's top choice, to be honest with you. In fact, I know he wasn't the top guy on the list. Your thoughts on Drinkwitz if it ends up being him?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, that's a pretty good comparison there. You know, I will say the thing that Jay Johnson did show at Arizona was that he took that team to Omaha twice when he was at Arizona. And, you know, when you're comparing postseason success, you know, you don't really see the same thing with Drinkwitz at Missouri. But I will say, like, what Drinkwitz has done at Missouri, no coach has probably ever done. I mean, that program has not been exactly a factory hub for winning before he got there. And he's turned it into, you know, a pretty consistent team in terms of wins and losses every year. You know, they're not consistently in the college football playoff conversation, but, you know, you look at his resume and it's a lot of 8-win, 9-win, you know, occasionally 10-win seasons there. And he's done more with less. And I think whenever you're looking at, you know, these kind of coaches that you might be looking at, whether it's him or Kenny Dillingham out at Arizona State, you know, there's something to be said for coaches doing more with less with the programs that they're currently at. And I think Drinkwitz certainly fits that mold. And you look at kind of the stability that maybe would come with, you know, hiring him. You know, Blake Baker and he had a great relationship. They had a great relationship coming out. When, you know, when Blake Baker, you know, went to LSU, there was, you know, it was very cordial departure there. You know, Kevin, you know, Peoples is still a part of this, you know, roster as well, a coaching staff. And so I do think that if you brought Drinkwitz in, you know, you'd really fill out the offensive side of the staff. But, you know, defensively, you'd have a lot of familiarity there if he was to be the choice. And so I really like the idea of Drinkwitz, too. I like the idea of Kenny Dillingham. Those are kind of maybe the next two that would be on my preferred list. And I think they're pretty high on LSU's list as well. But I don't think you can go wrong with Drinkwitz. I think he'd be a really nice addition here, and would be somebody that LSU certainly considers heavily if Lane Kiffin tells them no.
Glenn, here's the crazy part about it. What if Kiffin stays at Ole Miss? Wouldn't Drinkwitz be in play for the Florida job?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, look, all this has a ripple effect, right? I mean, yeah, you know, John Sumrall is another guy that's been floated
to pretty much
everybody. So, you know, it's all these have connecting dots for sure.
Glenn, awesome stuff as always. Thank you so much for giving us some time, man.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Glenn. Hey, for Tiger fans, for the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach, keep it locked onto WWL for breaking news, interview, and analysis. Brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910, and WWL.
Taking that break, be back with more Weekend Kickoff from Treasure Chest Casino, folks, right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Wrapping up this hour of Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Next hour, we're going to get into our Saints Power Hour since it's Falcons Hate Week. The voice of the Dirty Birds will join us. Wes Durham at 5:25, and then Super Bowl champ Scott Shanley will be 5:40 as we break down all things Saints versus Falcons. Keep it locked right here on your station of the Black and Gold, Saints Radio, WWL. Be back after this, folks. Top of the hour news right now.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.